I decided to break off my engagement on a Wednesday night at 2:20 a.m. I was drunk past the point of walking a straight line, but not yet to the point of slurring my speech. Drunk wasn't the best mindset to be in to make a life-altering decision, but a thin curtain had finally been ripped away, and a truth that I had evaded for the past 2 years now stood front and center in the middle of my head, waving its arms and screaming. Luke was not the one for me. I met Luke as a sophomore in college. At the time, I was emotionally vulnerable, recently dumped by the first love of my life 2 weeks after he took my virginity. That asshole ditched poor, deflowered me to run off with a 17-year-old blonde, pink-toenailed California princess. Luke was different. Quiet, brooding, a sensitive soul who seemed absolutely terrified of me. I was bubbly, beautiful, and determined to get over my heartbreak the college way, partying myself into oblivion. I hunted Luke down the way a lioness would a defenseless baby antelope, making my sole occupation getting him to fall completely and hopelessly in love with me, which he did, putting me on a pedestal and worshiping daily at my whim. I demanded a proposal within 6 months, which he gave me willingly, I think, and we began to plan a life together. This life plan was hampered slightly by the fact that Luke was a dreamer with high goals but little follow-through. He enjoyed spending time with me, and not much else. He worked in construction, not in a management capacity, as I had originally thought, but as a laborer. My bubbly persona started to turn into more of a nagging mother role. It wasn't long before my subconscious started poking me with a sharp, pointy stick. I ignored the annoying pokes for 12 months, then my subconscious had enough of waiting. It is weird the things that enter your head during a breakup. I sat on my bed with Luke sitting next to me, and I wondered why I had never purchased a chair for my bedroom. I had a desk and the typical bedside table, but no chair. A chair would have made the situation easier. Sitting next to Luke on the bed was too intimate. His pain was too close, and I knew I would have to fight to keep from reaching over to comfort him. I stood up, wobbled slightly, and turned to face him. I took a deep breath and delivered the bad news. I think my dramatic breakup speech was hampered slightly by the fact that we were both drunk, but I tried my best to be compassionate, coherent, and firm. I accomplished at least two of those objectives. Luke turned out to have a streak of stalker in him. Despite all the poking and prodding that he had needed to bathe, balance a checkbook, and show up for work, it turned out he needed little or no encouragement to spend every waking moment trying to convince me to come back to him. In retrospect, maybe I should have spent less effort trying to get him to fall in love with me. I might have overshot that objective. After 2 weeks of avoiding my home, work, and any place I had frequented during the past 2 years, I decided to leave my crappy apartment and even crappier job and start fresh. It was good timing. Intern season was starting.